This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israelis celebrated on foot and in cars in southern Israel after more hostages were released from Hamas captivity in Gaza on Sunday. People waved Israeli flags and honked car horns after news broke U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas had handed over 13 Israeli hostages to the International Committee of the Red Cross and then over to Israeli authorities. Three Thais and one man with Russian citizenship were also released after 51 days in captivity. The hostages were some of the 240 Israelis and foreign nationals who were kidnapped during a deadly Hamas onslaught on Israeli communities on October 7th. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has visited troops inside the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
During a temporary ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pays a visit to the Gaza Strip, meeting commanders and speaking to troops. We are here in the Strip with our heroic fighters. We're making every effort to return our hostages, and at the end of the day, we will return everyone. Netanyahu spoke as Hamas militants freed 17 more hostages, including 14 Israelis and the first American in a third set of releases under the truce. His visit comes as the health ministry in Gaza says more than 13,300 Palestinians have died in the war, roughly two-thirds of them women and children. More than 1,200 Israelis, mostly civilians, died in the initial Hamas attack. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Pope Francis says he has lung inflammation but will go later this week to Dubai for a climate change conference. Francis skipped his weekly Sunday appearance at a window overlooking St. Peter's Square. Francis said he was going to Dubai later this week to deliver a speech at the COP28 climate conference. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone's government said it was in full control on Sunday evening after reporting an attack at a military armory in the capital Freetown that sparked armed clashes, which the president called an attempt to destabilize the state. The West African country has been going through a political crisis following elections in June this year, and authorities have declared a national curfew until further notice. President Julius Mano Bio said late Sunday calm had been restored after what he described as an attempt to undermine peace and stability in the country. The Malawi government has partnered with the UN Children's Agency UNICEF and a mobile service provider to help students in rural Malawi learn how to use the latest digital technology, but some schools say a shortage of some gadgets presents a challenge. Lamek Messina reports from central Malawi.
Government statistics show that 4% of 15 to 24-year-olds in Malawi have skills in information and communication technologies. This is largely because of the high cost of buying internet data and lack of access to resources for digital education. So partners in the Connect a School project, the Malawi government, UNICEF, and the mobile phone network provider Airtel Malawi are trying to address that gap by equipping each school with a smart TV, tablets, and free internet connectivity. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Dedza District, Malawi.
One of the world's largest icebergs is drifting beyond Antarctic waters. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
The British Antarctic Survey says an iceberg about three times the size of New York City is drifting beyond Antarctic waters after being grounded for more than three decades. The iceberg, being one of the world's largest, split from the Antarctic's Flicker ice shelf in 1986, but it became stuck to the ocean floor. Now it has shrunken in size and has been moving quickly. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Antarctica last week and said the world needs to address climate change. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Greek rescuers on Sunday were searching for 12 people missing after a ship sank in gale-force winds off the Aegean island of Lesbos, with the authorities finding one crew member dead and saving another. In the morning, a Navy helicopter had picked up one crew member from the cargo ship who was taken to Lesbos General Hospital alive. The ERT state-run news website said the man, an Egyptian, was found floating on a barrel and in good health despite head wounds. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.